Season finale, a Cinderella story. Dear Heavenly Father, I would like to thank you for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the great I am. Thank you for always being my refuge and my fortress. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus, Yeshua, to die on the cross for our sins. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 reads, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." This episode is very special to me. This is a part of my life that has been buried, locked away with a key in a safe. Lord, you have taken me on a journey to find someone I lost trying to please others around me. That person is my true self, the woman you have called me to be from the beginning. If I can describe my childhood story, it would be through the story of Cinderella. I grew up with an evil mom and two evil sisters. My mom was a crack cocaine addict during her pregnancy with me. I was born with alcohol and crack cocaine in my system. My mom snuck away from friends and family to have two children with a man she is deep down always loved. She kept this secret from me and everyone else around her because of who he is. My mom met this man, another man, which later became my stepdad, right before she gave birth to me. My grandmother gave her the money to abort me. She took the money, however, and got high. My mom had already had two children, and she was an addict. She would abandon my sisters and use them either through sex, manipulating people to feel sorry for her so she can get money from the people, or she stole their birthday and Christmas money given to them by family. When I was born, my mom originally wanted to break away from generational curses. However, she would have had to leave her family, her friends behind, and to change her ways. At that time, she wasn't ready and she didn't do it. Deep down, she wanted to. My family tore her down every time she would try. They dismissed her as the crazy crackhead. Her whole life, ever since she was 15 years old, surrounded by her being a crack cocaine addict, and she carried that title around to continue to be the victim. No matter how we were placed here on this earth, God had a plan for our lives. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." I have shared many parts of my life story in previous episodes. I would encourage you all to listen in your spare time. From when I was a baby until I was fully potty trained at 3 years old, my mother was also a sex addict along with my uncles and stepfather. She used to give me beer and finger me so that I would fall asleep at night and during the day if she wanted me to take a nap. Once I turned 2, she told my stepfather to finger me because his hands were apparently softer than hers. He didn't like it, but he did it to put me to sleep. She used to always wonder why I didn't like sleeping around her. I didn't like being fingered. She would kiss me down below and taught me how to scissor her at 2 years old. Getting on top of her and dry humping her is what a scissor means. She used to try to get me to suck her vagina. I never would. My mom then switched me over to my stepfather and said, "I'm finna teach you how to ride a pony." It was his limp penis. She would tell me to kiss it sometimes. During the day, she would tell me to ride his pony with our clothes on during the day. And at night, she would get him drunk and put me on top of him. My mom used to help him get aroused so they could later have sex, all while he was drunk. My mom was physically abusive as well. She has thrown me down a ton of times, threw stuff at my head. She has thrown dirty diapers, remote controls, telephones, whatever she can get her hands on, and would laugh about it. She used to also yell and scream a lot and bang stuff on the walls. She used to call me dumb and stupid when she would get mad. I was later introduced at 3 years old to this man who later became my husband at 13 years old. My stepdad didn't care much for me at the time. My mom told me that was my dad, but he didn't want me at first to be his child. One day, I told my older sister, I don't want to ride the pony anymore, but my mom told me if I didn't do it, he would put us out and we wouldn't have food or anything. I told my stepdad later, and he said, don't listen at your mama. You never have to lay on your back for money. That's your choice. So by 3 years old, my mom was priming me up to be sold to men so she can have money to get high, the ones that she were previously with. She had met this guy who later became my husband at 13. He really liked her, but she said he was too dorky. His penis was too big. He was ugly. She treated him bad, but used him for money. She told him to take my daughters. You're too immature for me. At the time, my mom was having sex with multiple men. My mom was looking for a man like her dad. At first, he didn't like the idea of having sex with children. She manipulated him. She passed him at first to my two older sisters. They did it for a short while. My stepdad was all for the idea. He was trying to get me to stop trying to seduce him like my mom told me to. It was sad. He wasn't trying to be rude, but he was an older man who still had his children, his grown children, and his grandchildren living there, all in one house. He didn't want to raise any more small children. He complained of raising children since he was 22 years old. At the time, he was in his 60s. My stepdad didn't know how to stop me from trying to seduce him. So my stepdad taught this man who later became my husband how to take my virginity. He gave him a green ruler and said, measure yourself while you're hard and while you're limp. She's going to be your wife one day. At the time, this man had wanted multiple wives and was spiritually dead. He believed his money was power. My stepdad measured his height, weight, everything. My stepdad told him, take what the world calls a crack baby and fix her up. She is still one of God's children. At the time, he wanted to prove to my mom he can be good for her. So he was in secret competition with my stepdad to win my mom over until she got pregnant with one of my younger sisters. So my mom set it up. We were in my stepdad's room at the time. I was hanging over the side of the bed, laying over my mom's thighs. He stuck it in 2 inches at the time until it all fit. I told her it hurts. She said, close your eyes, it won't be long. After that day, I became a sex addict at 3 years old. He would come over and I would sleep with his penis inside of me all night. Once I started Head Start, I had two quote-unquote daddies because she would never tell me who my real father was, my future husband and my stepdad. This all came about because I was asking my mom who my dad was. She didn't want to tell me. She still won't tell me now, but my granny told me who he was years ago. She still denies it. My future husband was at first me. He used to call me a dumb baby. He was 24 at the time and didn't have the patience for children. At 4 years old, I was treated like a sex doll from my mom, my stepdad, and him. I used to watch and my mom used to watch us and sometimes join. I told my stepdad I didn't want to be with all those men. He said, you got two choices. Either you're going to sex your way through or fight your way through. I said, I'm going to fight. He said, that's the harder way. Are you sure? I said, yeah, I'm going to fight. He said, okay. He said, he will be your husband one day, but you have to fight the women off of him. But in public, he's your dad. From the ages of 3 until 13, he was a huge part of my life. When I had the last day of Head Start going into kindergarten, I told them I didn't want to go home. My teacher asked why. I said everyone is mean to me and my coochie hurt. I told them how I had to ride the pony or I would get in trouble. I had to go stay with my granny for a short time. Then she told me things were going to get better for us. My mom went to treatment and quote unquote got clean. My sisters from the ages of 5 until 10 treated me like, along with my mom, Cinderella. My oldest sister physically abused me along with my mom. She would lay pillows on my head trying to smother me. Then she would sit on top of my head, hit me, push me, kick me off the bed. And if she got in trouble, she would make my older sister hit me too. My older sister played both sides. She loved me, but was trying to fit in with my mom and my oldest sister. If they did something, I was always blamed so they wouldn't get in trouble. They would snatch my food from my mouth, spit in my food or juice when I wasn't around so they can have it for themselves. They would drop my food on the ground so they could eat it. My oldest sister used to slam doors on my head whenever I had to use the bathroom. She would run in and skip me and stay in there for hours. I was always the last for everything. I got pushed out of the way. The worst of it is when I was between the ages of 5 and 7, when I was too small to fight for myself. My mom used to always try to give my husband to my older sister because she was older. My mom said he would be rich one day, but he picked me. Once she didn't want him, at 7, I became pregnant by my husband. My family hid the pregnancy until I was 8 months. My mom used to try to get me to lose the baby by pushing me down and having my sisters fight me. During this time, I didn't understand what was going on. She claimed she was being clean, but was dibbling dabbling. She taught me, if you don't want your coochie hole to hurt, you gotta use your mouth. This man went from being my dad in public to being my imaginary husband. I was told to close my eyes and pray every time we would do it. She taught me how to suck his penis. She would do it, then show me. Once I could fit it all in my mouth, she would tell me to put one leg on the side of the bed and she would suck my vagina. Or she would be on the other bed masturbating, saying, "This is live porn." Once I had the baby, I was looking for a way out. I wanted to get away from my whole family. She would allow her friends, my uncles or whoever, to smack my butt. And I had an uncle that was trying to groom me by kissing me, grabbing my butt, trying to rub on my breast, and would rub on my thigh whenever I would go off with him alone. He is the same uncle that climbed on top of me at 17, trying to make a pass at me. My mom used to make me have sex with my husband when he came over. If I refused, she would whoop me and say, "That's why your sorry ass ain't gonna never be shit. Or, "He got money. Don't you want money?" I turned my life over to God on my 4th birthday. I was taught how to pray from that moment on. My first prayer was to move away from my family and never look back. He went from being my imaginary husband to becoming my real husband after I had the baby around the time I turned 8 years old. I was his wife at home, but I was his midget girlfriend in public. When I was 6 years old and my brother was 4, my mom had on a turquoise nightgown. I can never forget this night. She said, "Here," to my brother and told him to shoot one of my stepdad's sons. He was so scared. So I did it. I pulled the trigger and killed my stepdad's son. He told all his She told all of his kids, this is her house and y'all got to get out. And if they refused, she got rid of him. He was the last one that refused to leave. From 6 years old to almost eight, my brother and my husband kept this a secret from my stepdad. After they got his body out, he said, my husband said, quick, tell me some stuff about him. I have to pretend to be him. He was also hiding from his previous robberies and the evil things he did. At this time, he still believed his money was power. He paid my mom well through the pageants that I was signed up for. He sponsored them, and I had won quite a few. From the ages of 6 to 8, my life was getting better. The lady down the street was taking me to church. I was in school, and I can go to my granny's to get away. However, on the flip side, I was still a sex doll for my husband and mom. My sisters and mom was physically, emotionally abusive to me, and I was too weak to completely fight them off. I learned that at the time, if you can't beat them, join them. I became a people pleaser. All before that night, I used to always cry and ask God to give me a hug. Why don't nobody love me? I want it out. He and my older sisters taught me how to fast and pray. I used to have fear of eating around people, scared they would take my food, so I would try to eat it really fast or hide. I used to get in trouble in school for not eating. I used to pray so much at that time. So one night, my husband, he was still my imaginary kinda husband at this time. I say that because my mom used to make me close my eyes when I would be around him when I was younger. The best way to describe him is I could see everything on him but his face, like Nanny from the Muppet Babies, if I could describe it in the best way. Previously, this guy down the street grabbed me one day and dry humped me. I told him about it. He pistol whipped him. Time passed. This night changed our lives. I saw them arguing. I ran down the street and said, no, don't shoot my husband, shoot me. He said, you willing to take a bullet for this nigga? I said, he's my husband. I'm not scared. God will save me. You did, Lord. You've set us free. You saved us. He got shot in the leg. I fought to get the gun out of his hand. I shot him twice, once in the leg and once in the chest or back. I can't remember which one. It was so dark and I was too young to actually remember the whole thing. I got shot in the chest and hand. I said, I'm finna kill this nigga. My husband grabbed me and begged me, Mama, don't kill him, please. Don't kill him. I put him on my back and we limped home. I took him to the bathroom along with my mom. They had to leave the bullets in until the morning. The one in my hand got took out that night. It left a small hole in both spots, but he lost his leg. He called me his angel. At that moment, I knew that God, you were real. God, you saved us both that night. My husband was mean at first. He used to say, I pay for this. You belong to me. Then I went to my mom and said, I want a new husband. She said, okay. He was now 28 and hadn't changed much for the better until that night. I told her I want a nice, loving husband. So she showed me 4 different men. He was the last one. She said, I don't want to show you him, but I have no choice. I begged God every night for a hug from him for years. So my mom and I at the school one day rode the bus downtown to meet this guy. He was still my husband, but in a wheelchair. I was 8 years old. She took me husband shopping, saying getting married is the next step of life. From 3 until 8, There was a few games we played for him to pick me to be his wife or for me to pick him as my husband. And I had to learn different parts about him to know who my husband is. I saw his face for the first time. She said, "What do you think about him?" Then he smiled at me so big. My heart filled with so much joy. That was the first time I had ever remembered seeing his face. Everyone was mean to me, my family, my classmates, even him all before this time. I saw him with a navy blue jumpsuit on. He said to me, "You looking for a husband?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, I'm looking for a wife." I said, "Really?" Excited. He said, "Yeah." I looked down and said, "But I got problems." He said, "So do I. God can fix our problems together." That statement made me so happy because he said, he mentioned you, Lord. So then I said, "I'm going to ask God if I should pick him." My mom at first tried to whisper yes in my ear, but I bent down really low and I heard your voice say yes and no one was around. I said, "I will take him because you said yes, Lord." I really wanted a hug. I asked my mom if I could have one. She said, "That's your husband. Ask him." He gave me a hug, and from that moment on, I felt real love. From the ages of 8 and 12, my life got better. He used to spoil me, and that made my mom and sisters jealous along with my classmates. I got into a lot of fights over him. There was this one night, he was talking to my sister, and my mom told me, "Don't let no woman be all in your man's face." I saw him talking to my sister. I told her. She gave me an iron and said, "Go hit him with this. He won't do it no more." I stormed in the room. I hit him over the head and attacked my older sister with that iron. It felt good to stand up for myself at that moment. I felt bad after. I didn't want to hurt anybody. He used to go out drinking and partying. At this time, we were playing mama and daddy at home. My mom taught me what he do, you do. If he was drunk, she would let me drink. If he was looking at girls dancing on TV, I learned those dances and danced for him. In public, I was his midget girlfriend. He used to sneak me in his wheelchair to the club and we would dance together. He took us for weekend trips with my mom and stepdad. We would go to the park and do picnics. He loved the movies and we used to kiss each other there. Once God came into our lives, my mom used to hate it and would bash us for it. The kids at my school were having pretend weddings. I begged for one. We had to take classes at first. We took marriage counseling with my stepdad. We did everything. We planned our whole lives at the dining room table. Then we did the classes. We stopped drinking and arguing. Whenever my mom wouldn't let him come over, he would say, she gonna be my wife. I'm bringing her before God." He taught me Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 through 6. To bring this into context, Jesus was teaching a class after leaving Galilee. He went to Judea, east of the Jordan River. The question was asked by the Pharisees, "Should a man be allowed to divorce for any reason?" Verse 4, "Haven't you read the scriptures?" Jesus replied. "They record that from the beginning. God made male and female." Verse 5, "And said, this explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to be with his wife, and the two are united into one. Since they are no longer two but one, let no one split apart what God has joined together." During this time, he was still partying, kinda. God called him to be my husband when he was 28 years old. He believed up to this point he was God's gift to women. Wanted to know why no one wanted him. Until what he did, I did, he saw how I was acting. It softened his heart to change. Day by day, lesson by lesson in marriage counseling changed him. Then we had a pretend wedding in our den. We said I do, and my mom promised me he would marry me. He made a promise that when he turned 50 and I was 30, that if I wasn't married, he would marry me in real life. It was a pretend wedding. He got me a passport with a legal name change and put me on his insurance. My mom caught wind and wanted me to kill him for the money. By the time I was 10 years old, I had heard my mom tell lots of lies, cleared out my stepdad's accounts, got credit cards in his name, killed his son, had his son killed by me, and took over his house. I told my stepdad, and she called him old and senile, and framed him and my husband for being child molesters, but she pulled the strings. She also became involved with the younger woman and put her children before us. She would be nice to them and feed them before she would feed us. She always tried to get us to be together, but showed favoritism over them. She was stealing money from my grandparents, lying to my uncles to get money, and playing the churches for money. My mom relapsed multiple times during the 5 years she claimed to be clean. My husband helped her as much as she could. I learned how to take care of him, cooked for him. I packed him lunches when he went to work. I always cleaned up after us, and we used to make love. He would spank me if I get in trouble in school or I told him no to something he told me to do. I was his wife at home and his midget girlfriend in public. We did everything like husband and wife. The agreement that was that he was gonna take me with him to be his wife at 13, and we were getting married in real life. On my 13th birthday, I was being set up to be his wife and live happily ever after, I thought. At 11, they didn't want me to get pregnant again, so they made him leave for the 2 years. He was in and out from 11 to 13. He couldn't control his sexual nature, and neither could I, but I was too young for all of this. My mom thought he was going too far, but she forced me on him, taught me how to be his wife, along with my stepdad teaching him how to be my husband, my granny teaching me how to cook and clean. I waited 2 years. I was told I didn't need to work, just be his wife, take care of him. Once I had my 13th birthday, he was 33 at the time. My stepdad said, "You have to provide for your wife a house, a car, and a way to make money." He spent tons of money previously with my mom on us, six of us in total, gambling and partying. He spent so much money on our real wedding as well. He said he ran out of money for a house. He didn't have a car, but an apartment. My stepdad wasn't upset. My mom backed out, saying that she would call the police if he came back. When he couldn't take me at 13, we still did the wedding and honeymoon, but we couldn't live together. It broke my heart, Father. I turned my back on you. I didn't know where to turn and who to trust. I turned to smoking marijuana and drinking again at 14, smoking marijuana at 14 and drinking again at 18. I felt worthless. I wanted to kill myself. My mom told a bunch of lies, saying he had other girls. He never loved me. He is a sick man. He don't want me. He is a sorry man, and he's no good. She said, "Forget about him. He ain't coming back."